Welcome back. We knew you wouldn't be able to resist our scaretastic event. It's Haunted Heartland, only on MavRadio.fm.
Welcome back. You're listening to Haunted Heartland. I am Kirby Bridges, and joining me here is Omaha's psychic medium, Jess Coleman. Now, Jess, thank you for being here today.
You're welcome.
So we have a few questions for you before we get started with a reading of our very own host, Melissa Ring. Jess, you started encountering spirits between the ages of 5 and 7. What was that like for you?
That was scary. I didn't know what it was at that age, and I thought that I was going crazy. I guess at 5, how do you know you're going crazy? I just felt like I wasn't safe all the time.
What was the scariest thing you can remember happening to you between those ages?
That was when they would pull my legs and tug like they were going to pull me under the bed.
That's horrifying.
And I think I talked about my mom coming in, and she found mine and my brother's bunk bed like vibrating all over the room. It was shaking. Those were probably the two scariest.
That is terrifying. So you really, you've blocked this out for, 20 some odd years.
Yes.
And you went back. What made you reconnect with your psychic abilities?
I always had a connection to the intuitive side of it. I always knew things that I didn't know how I knew. And I put the other in a box and put it into Christianity. And so everything that I felt spiritual, reality-wise, I guess you would say, I put into the church and considered it to be Jesus or God. And I just enhanced my relationship with them. And that's what I did.
When you came out to your friends and family about the mm-hmm. psychic abilities that you had, how were you received? I mean, I can't imagine it's not an everyday, typical Tuesday kind of conversation.
Just yesterday, I had a close family member that really has not spoken to me since I came out call me. And she called me because she got a call at work from a client of hers that had seen we had a connection on Facebook. And this client of hers wanted to know how she knew Jess Coleman, how. And she told her how she knew me, family relation. And she said, well, about 2 years ago when she was doing free readings, I had a reading and it was life-changing. And I just wanted to know how you knew her because I'm getting ready to go see her again. And that is generally how I was received. People were a little bit closed off, backed away a little bit, things of that. And we were super close. I've known her since I was 14. So it was a little hard.
So it sounds like it had to be a difficult decision for you to make this departure from your life, because as I understand it, you were an elementary school teacher, right? Yeah. Before you decided to go to this career choice.
Yes, I was. And I actually was pursuing my master's. I was in my second or third semester of my master's in counseling. I had dreamed of being a counselor and a life coach. So yeah, it's different, but it's worth it, and I have no regrets.
Well, let's talk about that change in career choice. So now you've gone through this training and reconnected, like we talked about earlier in the package, that you went through this transformation when you were at the Intuitive Center, and now you've started this business. Can you tell us about Mind, Body, Spirit of Omaha?
Yes. Mind, Body, Spirit of Omaha is a holistic wellness center that I opened for the community. When I went through this transition, even though I was around like-minded people, they were in their own world building their own businesses, and they didn't have time to mentor or to help me work through my changes. And I didn't want anyone else to go through that loneliness and that It was painful. I'm not going to fib. Going through that transition alone, not having anyone that understood that you're talking to dead people all of a sudden, it's crazy. It puts you in a whole different world of your own. And I wanted Mind, Body, Spirit of Omaha so that people have a safe place.
So what kind of spiritual healing are we talking about that people can receive at Mind, Body, Spirit?
It is eclectic. It goes anywhere from hypnotherapy to licensed mental health practitioners, massage therapists, Reiki, energy healing, readings. You name it. If it involves mind, body, or spirit, it's under that roof.
How about past life regressions? Do you do any of that?
I've had it done, but I don't do it, but we do offer it, yes.
That's fascinating. Why do you recommend people to get in touch with their own psychic selves?
We're all born this way. And to me, this is going to sound harsh, but I feel like it's appalling that people would go through life not being psychic.
And why is that?
Because it makes everything 100 times easier. When you don't have to call your friend and go through the torment of should you break up with him or should you go see your grandma because she's in the hospital ill, and you can go inside and you ask yourself first and you get clear, validating answers. It's not that you don't need those friendships, you don't need those relationships, but you are your own best friend. You know, you can get that clarity within, so.
So how does somebody go about, if everyone can be a little psychic, how do you know that you have these abilities? I mean, if you have deja vu a lot, or if you're dreaming certain things, does that mean that you
yes.
possess these intuitive skills?
Yes, and every single person possesses them. There's no doubt in my mind. But the deja vu, the dreaming, knowing who's calling you before the phone rings, thinking of someone and they call you a day later, things that we put away as human nature, it's psychic. It's part of our senses. To know those things, knowing a loved one is sick before you get the phone call. A lot of people, clients have come in and they know that their loved one's passed before they've gotten the call. They felt them go through them. There's so many different signs to know that you're psychic.
Well, Jess is going to be debuting her very own brand new TV show here in January. That's starting to tape now, and she's looking for people to come on the show, get a reading from her, and she's out there seeking people who are inspirational and give back as part of their job here in the local community in Omaha. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got into the new TV show?
The new TV show came about because I was asked to guest host on another TV show that's Hessel Gesser on Purpose. It's a local show here on public access. She had brought me on for Mind, Body, Spirit of Omaha. And when I was down there, they were joking about having a psychic show. And next thing you know, Jim, who heads public access, was speaking with me about directing this show. And so it's exciting.
Well, that's great. We actually have our host, Melissa Ring, waiting in the wing to come in for her very own reading. So I will step aside and let Jess channel Melissa as best as we can.
Okay. Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
Don't be nervous.
Same to you.
Right. Okay. What I need is for you to just take a few deep breaths.
Okay.
Close your eyes. Ask your loved ones to come in. Also, just send your energy. Imagine it going up through the heavens, the clouds, everything. Send like an elevator up and imagine that you're opening the door. And you're asking your loved ones, your guides, God, and your angels to come in and to come down and be a part of your session, to love and protect you, and to also give you your highest healing message. And when you're ready, tell me I'm also going to do the same thing.
Okay.
Okay. So because we're short on time and it's not a normal reading environment for me, I'm going to ask you to prompt with a few questions to open up the energy, to get everything relaxed, and we'll just flow, and then things will start coming organically through that.
Okay.
I said off air, if I'm saying something that pertains to one of the like 10 people in this room and it's not her, if you could please just speak up so we can channel. A lot of times they won't step aside until you own the information. So I just want to make sure everyone's prepared, because I will sound like a really foolish psychic if she keeps saying no and it's for somebody else. So, okay, what do you want to talk about?
I think it's just as far as a like a psychic perspective, just career. This is my final semester, so just career and location.
I know. I was going when I was in there meditating, and we talked a little bit about your grandma. I asked if she had passed. I kept hearing that you were thinking about, are you moving out of Omaha?
It's to be determined.
Okay. You have big dreams. And when I say this, you are, don't take this wrong, an overachiever, like an overdoer. Does this make sense to you?
Of course.
You're very determined and strong-willed. And I do feel like you're going to relocate. Bear with me, it's going to be slow in the beginning, trying to get information just because of the nerves, but I do feel like you're going to relocate, but I don't feel like it's going to be right away. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
And I'm going to say, does that make sense a lot? Because it's autopilot for me. So it's not going to be right away. I have to ask you, so you have spirit around you, and I'm just going to go with that, okay?
Okay.
You have your grandmother. Who has the knee replacement or has to have a knee replacement? Somebody has knee issues. They have to have a surgery, or they're just having a surgery. Something's happened with the knee, and I think specifically it's the right knee. Does this make sense for you?
Not offhand. I mean, I recently had a family member pass that had to have both legs amputated.
Oh, no. This is, like, does this make sense for anybody? Because it started coming through over there. And it's a knee replacement, a surgery. Do you understand?
My dad had his knees replaced.
Okay. And is this recent?
Maybe a few years ago.
Okay. That's okay. Has his mother crossed over?
Mm-hmm.
Your dad's mom? Okay. I'm sorry, you guys. I cannot help this. I have like a compilation of women here, and they are chatty Cathys. So she's talking about this knee surgery, just validating. I'm assuming he had this after her passing, because she's just trying to let him know that she's still around. Would this make sense to you? She was here when he had the knee surgery?
Yeah.
She was alive?
She was alive when he
But she wasn't surgery. She wasn't fully competent. What does this mean? She was not fully competent. Okay, this lady that I'm talking to, let me just validate who it is, and it's probably going to be a mixture. This is where you have to help me sort. I have someone here, she passed, I keep hearing 82, 84, like right around there. She had Alzheimer's or some kind of dementia. She was starting to lose her memory. She couldn't function well towards the end of her life. Does this make sense?
Not in the 80s, but I did have a great-grandmother who had died of Alzheimer's.
Okay, this lady was in her 80s.
In her 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she passed?
I think so.
Yeah, she had Alzheimer's. She couldn't, I can't even put into words what she's trying to show me. She was kind of funny. Did you look at her as kind of, she had a good sense of humor?
Yes.
And so here's what she's showing me. When she started losing her memory, she sometimes would play stupid. I know that sounds harsh, but she would sometimes do things to get more attention because she was an attention hog, is what she's saying. Do you understand? Like, she wanted attention, and she felt like when she got the Alzheimer's, she could afford to play jokes or vie for people's attention more. Is this your dad's mom?
No. Who's? It would be my mom's side.
Your dad's mom. She's over there, right? Mm-hmm. Here's what I have. I have a, like, both of you, because she's still talking about the knees. Would she have been a little bit older when she passed out of her 80s, or was she also in her 80s?
He had an older sister that passed before him in her 80s who had Alzheimer's.
Nope, this other lady doesn't have Alzheimer's, and I'll pull her in closer when you validate it is her, and I'll find out how she passed. I feel like this other lady had cancer or something of the blood. She had some sort of blood illness. If it was cancer, it was toxic from her treatment. Does this make sense? Mm-hmm. Do you understand who this is? Mm-hmm. Is this the lady connected to the knee surgery person? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, sorry. I have to get all that before we can go anywhere else. So she's talking about her... She's detoxing. She's talking about her blood levels being toxic when she passed and going through treatments. Did she have cancer or what was it? Okay, that's what she was saying. And she was very sweet, but she was very direct. Do you understand? She talks about, and if this is still blending, tell me, because it's
totally blending.
Okay, because she makes me feel like she was sweet, but to the point, like she didn't mess around and she was going to let you know how it was. Does this make sense?
It does.
And speaking of high blood pressure, father, is it your father or your father? One of the two has major blood pressure issues. And I mean, like, and they're stubborn as heck and don't want to go to the doctor. And this lady is talking about get your butt to the doctor. But she curses and she used a different word. So
she's telling me to go to the doctor?
The blood pressure person, is it your father? Who has the high blood pressure?
I believe my mother has high blood pressure.
This is a male. It's your dad. Is it your dad that has the blood pressure?
My dad has blood pressure.
And he's stubborn, doesn't want to go to the doctor, and he kind of has to get nagged to go and take care of himself. Does this make sense?
Yeah, but dad's passed.
That sounds more like my dad.
Oh my God, you guys.
Everybody claim your spirit.
Would you like someone else to leave?
No. Nope, because we're going to do this. We might sit here an hour.
My brother is talking to me, just texted me, and he said, Mom needed surgery on her knees, but she never got it because she passed away from cancer.
Okay, there's that. So, let me see. But your dad didn't pass of cancer. Did he have a heart attack? Who had the massive heart attack?
Dad had a heart attack, but did not die of a heart attack.
Okay.
I had a grandpa die of a heart attack.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Who's the A? Is there an Albert connection? An A?
Albert?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And he's passed?
Yes.
Okay. So that's where we are right now. Is this the grandfather? Who is this?
Oh, goodness.
You guys have a posse of spirit. Sorry. So who's Albert? An association to the people that are coming through
he's
for you.
He's on my mom's side, but I can't determine right now how he's related to me. Uncle Al? Great Uncle Albert?
Did he have walking issues? Like, he tells me he was demobilized. Mm-hmm. Like, he couldn't walk.
Yeah, he was in a wheelchair.
Okay. I'm closing my eyes because I have to focus, so please forgive my rudeness, but
do we need the lights off?
Or dim, or I don't, something, because I'm just trying to get one or two spirits just, you know, focus. Okay, who had the kidney issues as well? Someone was on dialysis or had kidney issues? Is it back with you? No. kidney issues.
My uncle passed away. He was on dialysis.
Was he in his 50s?
No, 40s.
Yeah, this man was in his 50s. Was he almost 50 or not really?
Mid-40s.
No, that's not. This man was in his 50s, I want to say around 56. Dialysis, kidney failure, and he's talking about the care that he received. Somebody went with him all the time to his treatments, and it was like a daughter figure. Does this make sense for anybody? No. Did you go with him to his treatments?
Well, he was in the hospital. He was hospitalized and got treatments while in the hospital.
Were you
and
there we were a lot, always, though?
Yeah,
were you close?
Day. Yeah.
Were you like a daughter to him?
We were very close.
I could have his age messed up. No, I'm pretty sure, because he's talking about the daughter that was always the daughter figure, but you wouldn't have been his daughter, being with him, and he's thanking you for the care. He's talking about how the last part of his life was horrible. He was totally in pain, totally suffering, but he must have masked it for his family and put on like a happy face or made jokes and acted like life was okay, because he was actually, does this make sense?
Yeah.
Before I keep going? Okay. He was actually in horrible pain, which he's not anymore at all. He's totally comfortable and at peace. But he just wants to say thank you to his family. And what's the five connection with him? Was there five children, five girls? What's the five?
There's five people in my family.
That were with him
we
all
were
the time?
All here,
okay, because he's talking about the five.
Yeah.
You know.
It probably would have been my parents and my two siblings and I. We were
okay.
There every day.
Was he a chocolate fanatic? Or the sugar? What's he joking about, this chocolate or this sugar?
Gosh.
Who's the chocolate fanatic? Is it you?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
He's joking and giving a hard time about the chocolate. Like, is it candy bars or what is it? Like, you have a chocolate obsession.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
He's just giving you hell about this, like, teasing you.
Yeah.
Joking about it. And because I'm asking him, I'm like, you're diabetic. Why would you be eating candy bars? But do you understand?
Well, my uncle wasn't diabetic. My grandpa was diabetic.
Was your grandpa the one on dialysis?
He was having some sort of kidney treatments when he was in the hospital, too, before he
passed
away.
So this is who it is?
But he was way older than 50.
No.
He was in his 70s.
Who is this talking to you? Do you know which one?
No. It's that's a total blend between both of them.
And it probably is, because I literally feel like I have about 30 spirits here. So it's probably very much a blend. Who's Henry? Henry, the H connection? Henry, Harold. It's like an older male's H name. Does that make sense for any of these people with you? You guys were going to be flopping. Who, does it make sense for you? Henry, Harold, Melissa.
I'm not offhand.
Hal. It's like some, I hate to say old school, but like an older male's name. Hank. It's like H-A-H-A-H-E. Do you have the fishing connection? Where they fished all the time? Like lived at the water, always wanted to be fishing? Is it with them?
Mm-hmm.
That's where this H is transitioning to. Who has the grandpa or whoever that was fishing all the time, like lived on the water, lake, boat? That's where this H is. It doesn't make sense for anybody?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Hank, did I say Hank?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, you guys. Okay, bear with me, because I'll come back to this. I'm going to a lady that had breast cancer. I'm gonna say in her 60s. Don't get stuck on my ages, because they could be saying they felt 60s, or they would be 60, you know? This lady, I'm gonna say 60s, very sweet lady, very sweet, mothering, and she's talking about two. There's a two connection with her. Can anyone take that?
I have a mom with breast cancer. I'm not sure about the two.
February, the second of a month. Two girls, two boys. There's
two girls and two boys.
Okay. And she's passed, obvious, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the crafter? Is she the crafter?
Mm-hmm.
Because she talks about loving crafting. And this is going to be just jumping and vague, not vague, but, you know, just certain, because it's kind of all over, so I can't get a full read. But she talks about loving her crafting, and she's really good with her hands. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And you have an uncle that's there as well?
Mm-hmm.
Her brother? Who's the uncle, the brother? It's his brother. So your father's brother.
Yeah.
Somebody, okay.
Could it be Harlan? My brother just texted me. He's like, Uncle Harlan, and I'm like,
it's H-A-H-E, and like, it's just this older man name. That's what it is. Thank you. See how I start sounding crazy? But it's there. I promise they never say it if it's not for somebody. So here, we're with you again.
And so now, as we come to the end of the hour,
can I keep going?
The hour winds slowly down, and we begin to conclude our Haunted Heartland program, which we've so very much enjoyed bringing you over the last 3 hours. What a journey it has been. We have been through the history of Omaha and its sordid, seedy past and all that is to come. This is Matthias Jeske for UNO-MAV Radio. Good night.
This concludes the Haunted Heartland broadcast on mavradio.fm. Our executive producer is Jodine Brownlee. The technical director and senior associate producer is Ryan Matheny. Our associate producer is Cody Trommler, and our production director is Jordan Stratman. The Haunted Heartland broadcast is hosted by Matthias Jeske and Melissa Ring. The programming director and social media manager is J.R. Cantor. Production assistants are Matthew Barros, Dan Downs, and Kenneth Vella. Our reporters are Layla Ashuri, Kirby Bridges, Dan Downs, Marin Krause, Emily Masters, Sam Murphy, Adam Priester, Jordan Stratman, Kenneth Vella, Aureli Villard, and Jessica Yurkowski. Find MAV Radio on Facebook at UNO MAV Radio, or follow us on Twitter at MAV Radio UNO. Thank you for listening. We will now relinquish control of your radio and return you to your regularly scheduled programming.